Yeah, you've got some midges in there, some
Okay.
terrestrials, and some dry flies. That
That'll
should
do.
work with the lower water that's out there.
Okay, good.
The Albemarle Angler is a shop dedicated to local fly fishermen, so it was a natural place for those who love the Shenandoah National Park to gather and discuss a Trump administration plan to raise entrance fees to $70 during peak season. Susan Sherman, executive director of the Shenandoah National Park Trust, was dismayed.
Shenandoah National Park is within a day's drive of over half the population of the United States. While a number of people have argued that $70 for what is a week's pass is still a great deal for a family vacation, this park is used very, very frequently as a day trip or a half-day trip. And so that $70 really, for many, many people, becomes a daily price tag.
And while her group raises money for the park, Sherman resents the idea that the private sector could pay for $11 billion in needed repairs to the nation's national parks.
Even though we as an organization are there to infuse philanthropic dollars, we will never and we should never replace federal funding for national parks. These are our parks, and to put the burden of repairing and enhancing our national parks on the backs of visitors is unfair and misguided.
Kyle Hart is with the Virginia Conservation Network, a coalition of more than 120 groups opposed to higher entrance fees.
Everything from Chesapeake Bay Foundation and the Virginia Chapter of the Sierra Club to the Roanoke Garden Club or Friends of Accotink Marsh.
Those groups are alarmed by the lack of federal support for the nation's national treasures, and Hart says this latest proposal is just one of many insults.
For instance, in the president's proposed budget, which was released last spring, he proposed cutting funding for national parks by $400 million. So to turn around and then say, okay, we're going to propose cutting funding and then we want you to pay for maintenance backlog, I think shows a lack of priority on public land.
And fly fishing guide Scott Osborne says commercial fees of as much as $1,000 could put him out of business.
If that increase is on par with the inflation that we're getting with the entry fee, it'll make guiding in the park and sharing such a treasure unattainable for myself.
For every dollar invested in the park, experts say we see $10 of economic development. And Osborne says higher entrance fees could kill small businesses in this region.
Bed and breakfasts, breweries, wineries, everything that rely on people to come and visit the park and then spend their time down at these establishments.
He, Sherman, and Hart are urging people to speak out against proposed increases during a public comment period that ends November 23rd. I'm Sandy Houseman.